Locked On Flyers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Flyers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Flyers podcast for Wednesday, June 9th. Your daily dose of Flyers news, analysis, and high-quality content. That has to say, we panicked with the Felix Sandstrom news that came out earlier this week because we don't have to worry. The Flyers signed him. Good old Phantoms news starting off non-Phantom Day episodes. You'll love to see it. But to keep up to date on all Flyers news and Phantoms news, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Locked On Flyers. We will also keep you up to date on all of our episodes, which we release 5 a week, so subscribe so you don't miss out. Also, if you don't have Twitter, no problem. You can email us at lockedonflyers@gmail.com. We are your hosts. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Rachel.
And today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find our Locked On Rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. In today's episode, we are going to touch on some Flyers news, some NHL news, and then get into our weekly mailbag. Like I said, subscribing to Locked On Flyers is the best way to keep up to date on all of our episodes, and we are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you are currently listening, so make sure you are subscribed. So, like I said at the start of the show, the Flyers announced yesterday that they signed goaltender Felix Sandstrom to a one-year, two-way contract with an average annual value of $750,000, and that came out a little bit, like almost around 5 o'clock, which kind of seems like it was like a news dump. But yeah, pretty surprised to see that. But ultimately, we can rest assured that Sandstrom will be playing in Lehigh Valley. But also a really interesting part of this is that with the Flyers re-signing him, he could also be exposed in the expansion draft. I mean, and on all of our mock drafts, I think we all have heart protected. And so Felix is eligible to be exposed. So that is one thing off the, like, checked off the Flyers list for that.
Yeah, they have to expose one goaltender at least. So they needed to sign somebody before the deadline, which is a couple of days ahead of the expansion draft in terms of submitting your lists to the league. And I'm relieved in a way, because Sandstrom is a good option for that. And, you know, we were talking about it on yesterday's episode. We did a whole segment on our goaltending depth. And without him, there was this weird hole of who is your lead AHL goaltender who is a candidate for call-up. And this also solves that issue right now, or at least supposedly solves the issue if they decide that Sandstrom is the guy they want to call up.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, if they didn't re-sign him, we talked about it, like you said, there would just be a weird hole there. And I'd rather go with a guy that, you know, you feel like, you know, instead of rushing to try to sign someone just to be able to meet that deadline, like you said, because I feel like the Flyers have a lot of other things they should be worried about this offseason instead of that. So some other Flyers news came out yesterday as well, that Oscar Lindblom is one of the three finalists for the Masterton Memorial Trophy, which is of course awarded to the player who best embodies the qualities of perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to the game of hockey. Lindblom is up there with Matt Dumba of the Minnesota Wild and Patrick Marleau of the San Jose Sharks. Patrick Marleau, should you be up there? But this is like a hornet's nest. Like you poke it and yeah, you can have so many other things come out of this. But I mean, it's nice that Oscar was recognized.
Yeah, this is always one of those awkward conversations, because this award has turned into an overcoming suffering award in a lot of ways. And I don't know if all three of these finalists meet that criteria, but it's kind of a weird thing to have a competition over, that maybe they should just have each team award a winner and call it a day, right? Or like nominate somebody and call it a day.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. It's just, it feels weird to talk about it, but I definitely didn't want to not bring it up, because I mean, oh, Oscar was awarded, so.
Yes.
All right, moving on into some NHL news. We'll get into it later when we talk about the playoffs in depth, but we have to talk about it. The Jets, our last bandwagon team, were just not able to pull out a win, and were swept by the Habs. Wow, that's unfortunate, but also not surprising.
You know, sometimes you say, you know, you do not, in fact, have to hand it to so-and-so. I think you do have to hand it to the Habs here. They just stepped up their game across the board in ways that I don't think many people would have predicted or during the regular season for them. And, you know, you look at the underlying numbers, it was a dominant performance. Mm-hmm. And basically, it was the Habs versus Connor Hellebuyck over the course of the series, and the Habs won out.
Yeah, which, I mean, Connor Hellebuyck stood on his head against the Oilers. To have to do it again against the Habs was just a lot. And, oh, man, I saw some really funny takes on Twitter last night saying, like, how the Oilers were saying that the Jets are how they need to, like, structure their team. And then the Jets go on to get swept in the next round. So, oh, some crazy things happening in Canada. All right, so sticking with some NHL playoff news, we have been keeping track of the Kadri suspension, and it came out yesterday per Darren Dreger that the 8-game suspension was upheld. We talked about it last week, which Kadri wanted to appeal. It seemed like it took a little bit longer than expected, but speaking that he's pretty much halfway, halfway through the suspension for the news to come out that it was upheld.
Yeah, it was also interesting just because the particular arbiter involved apparently got fired from Major League Baseball.
I swear, every time a situation like this happens, you always hear that the arbiter was like, used to be an arbitrator for another sport and then got fired and now he's working for the NHL. And it's just like, oh gosh, someone needs to do like a deep dive into this league because so many things are crazy behind the scenes. All right, last wrapping up with some playoff news. It came out yesterday that the NHL Public Relations released a statement saying that the Boston Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy was fined $25,000 for the public comments that were criticizing the officiating following Game 5 of the Bruins and Isles series that happened on Monday night. Now, I watched it, and we'll have the video linked if you want to watch and see his comments. I didn't think they were that outlandish. I mean, maybe it's just me disliking the Islanders, but I mean, I could absolutely see where he's coming from. And I mean, officiating in the playoffs, but officiating in the NHL in general is not what you would say consistent. Again, this is just another example of the NHL fining coaches and teams for speaking up, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. I mean, I think they just have to do that because of, you know, written policy, but I think
also...
The one
consistent thing about the NHL.
Yes.
Not their officiating, but their fining. They're consistent.
Yeah. But I think, you know... Looking at the complaint itself, there's this weird expectation that in the playoffs, penalties are going to be balanced in an interest of, I'm air quoting, fairness, which, haha, NHL fair. And maybe they should just look at their penalty kill, which led in three power play goals in the game, and fix that.
That's also fair. That's also fair. Well, the plot thickens with this Bruins and Isles series. If the Islanders pull this off, oh, man. I will be upset. But situations like this are the perfect time to jump onto Locker Room, because Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations all around the league. You can find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news and rumors. You can even find Locked On hosts across the NBA, MLB, and NHL.
Go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NHL group for the latest league updates. You'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues, and we can't wait to join you all on the app. We'll let you know once the Locker Room for Locked On Flyers is live. Download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports.
So, Rachel, it's no surprise about what we're about to talk about, and that is Built Bar. We talk about them all the time, and that's because they truly are delicious. And if you don't know by now, Built Bars are soft protein bars that taste just like a candy bar. And somehow, they got even better with their new amazing flavors. They have so many flavors that they truly have something for everyone, whether you like chocolate, or you like chocolate with nuts, or you want to go the nut-free route. Built Bar has you covered, and I'm partial to cookies and cream and apple almond crisp, but there are so many different flavors that are just so delicious.
But the best part is that they're healthy. Built Bar is great if you're looking to lose or maintain weight while having that delicious treat. I don't know how they do it, but they're an amazing combination of low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. And if you're on a diet like keto, these will fit right in.
So go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, Rachel, let's jump into our mailbag. Now, we're starting off with a question that I feel like a lot of the times can be overlooked. I mean, it's a very basic question, but I think that it's really good to try to break this down because I have some thoughts about it. So the question is, will the Flyers realistically be cup contenders in 5 years? Now, this is a question that has been thrown around probably since the Flyers became a team. And I think that the Flyers are in a really unique situation right now that this offseason could either make or break the Flyers. So I think that this is a question that we should really kind of talk about. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think the Flyers can be cup contenders in 5 years?
That's a really interesting time frame, given what is going on with the Flyers right now, because I think there's two ways to look at it. You could say, oh, they're just like not going to be good again for a while, right? Or you could look at it and say, well, you know, they could in theory be close enough that if you're saying a true cup contender and not just consistent playoff team, that 5 years could be past that window. So if you're looking at maybe, I'm just spitballing here, but not next season, but the season after, they're a true cup contender. And maybe that last 2 years, 5 years from now could be past that window. And especially given the fact that if you look at the Flyers roster right now and some of the core pieces, that's when a whole bunch of those guys could in theory be gone. Giroux is going to be retired. Kevin Hayes will maybe be gone. Couturier may be in the waning years of a contract, unless he does like a long-term deal after the current one that he's on right now, which is possible. But I just feel like the makeup of the team could be so vastly different in 5 years. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I think you're right, especially with the time frame. You know, I think that where the Flyers go this offseason can really will give more clarity in how the next 5 years might go. Because like you said, they could make a run and actually be cup contenders within like 3 years. And then once they hit that 5 year, they could be on the downturn where they're not in the cup final and they're squeaking into the playoffs but getting bounced in the first round. To look at this question and to look at the Flyers realistically, I think that this season, this offseason is so important. Because if Fletcher decides to go for it, or if he decides to stay in Pat and decide to try to wait for kids to develop, maybe more of the younger core to develop, then I could potentially see maybe down the line in 5 years, the core group minus players like Giroux and Voracek and JVR and Kevin Hayes, without those guys, I could also see the Flyers maybe being a contender. I just think the biggest factor in all of this is this off season, and that's kind of what I feel like I'm waiting for. I feel like to decide if this team is really going to make a run or to be able to keep up with some of these teams that we're seeing in the playoffs now, or to potentially look like those teams in 5 years, or however hockey or the NHL looks in 5 years, because you know systems and change and styles change.
It's obviously hard to say what next season is going to look like from a results standpoint, because there's just so many unknowns right now. But I think that the next offseason is going to be equally as important, because if indications are correct, like you said, that Chuck Fletcher is going to go for it this offseason, I think that the following offseason is going to be super important in terms of restocking the prospect pipeline a little bit and making the team a little bit more sustainable long term.
Yeah, I agree with you on that aspect. I don't know if I think stocking it with prospects is the way to go, or if I think making key moves to like maybe shore up the bottom six, or getting like key players that could help out in the playoffs. I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm more leaning towards that type of offseason than a prospect one. But who knows? It all depends on how this season kind of pans out, this offseason pans out. But the Flyers have so many questions, and it feels like every time we get one answer, there's five more that pop up.
It's always whack-a-mole with this team.
So speaking of this team, let's go into the next question. After strong performances by Wade Allison and Tanner Lyzinski and some other prospects, do you feel like Morgan Frost has plummeted on the depth chart?
You know, if he had played more of a season before getting hurt, I think there would be more of a chance to compare them in terms of number of games played and such. But Frost just was out so quickly that it's just unclear what his season would have looked like. And I think he's on the same playing field as those guys in terms of coming to camp prepared and having a chance to make the roster.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I agree with you on that. I think that Frost is an interesting player that will always kind of keep his spot on the depth chart until we know more about him. Like, especially because there's still a question mark at 3C and what they're going to do with Nolan Patrick. So I feel like until that is settled and until we see a full season of Frost healthy playing in the NHL, he still is able to be in that top three right now for the prospects. So with Toronto being out, everyone is talking about their moves in the offseason. And they always talk about Toronto being a top-heavy team. And, you know, the Flyers are always being talked about as a depth team with no game or not enough game changers. Do you see a possible trade between these two teams? And if so, who is a realistic fit for the Flyers?
I mean, Morgan Rielly might be nice. He fills a need that the Flyers have, for sure. I think that it would be a real boost for the Flyers' defense. I think he's super expensive, but I think they're anticipating spending a lot of money on this role. And I don't think it's way out of line in terms of what you would need for a top defenseman. So that would be a good move, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so. I don't know if he's like on the chopping block for the Leafs. That's my only thing. I don't know if he's available, but I would love that. I would get Wayne Simmons. No, I'm just kidding. As much as I wish I miss Simmons, I wouldn't pluck him off the Leafs. I think for me, and this might be a weird one, but I have always really loved Zach Hyman's style of play. I think that he's a really great player, and I know that he's not a game changer, and I know that he doesn't fit a need, but I just feel like he would add so much to this team, and I think that he would play the style that I think a lot of Flyers fans would like. They want to see, and I think that he could play in that top six nicely. So realistically, in my mind, that's who I was thinking of. But we were talking about another player. He's not signed to the Leafs any longer. But I also think that Freddie Anderson definitely feels a need. So between those two, I think Zach Hyman is the one that I'd like to see. But I think Freddie Anderson fits a need right now. And I don't think that he would be too bad.
Yeah, I like both of those options. I think Freddie Anderson could probably play a few more games than Brian Elliott could and have a better success rate overall. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like you said, he's not like the greatest goaltender ever, but I think he's a pretty solid backup option or 1B option for Carter Hart to be paired up with. So don't hate that.
And that would definitely shore up the goaltending. At least we hope, right? So as we make moves to figure out how the Flyers can hopefully be in the playoffs next season, the current NHL playoffs are underway, and there have been some upsets like we talked about. So now is the perfect time to decide what bets you're thinking of making before the second round is over. And the best place to go is to our friends at BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action.
And there are so many sports to choose from. There's not just the NHL, but they've got the NBA playoffs, tennis, golf, soccer, the Olympics are around the corner. Whatever you want, they have it. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine.
BetOnline is the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Rachel, let's jump back into this mailbag. So Dougie Hamilton, definitely a player we have been talking about that would be ideal for the Flyers. His impending free agency is on everyone's mind. I'm going to ask you a question. How much of a possibility do you think that this quote-unquote free agency or Dougie's holding out to go to free agency is just the for delaying the re-signing in a way that works or exploits the expansion draft rules?
I think it could be a part of it. I think also they're trying to keep things quiet while they're still playing.
Mm-hmm.
This season, I think things like a contract discussion could be a distraction in terms of what they want to focus on right now while the Canes are still in the playoffs, and that could change if the Canes get knocked out. But I think really anything could happen with this. I think that he's absolutely somebody I want Chuck Fletcher to go after and give him the best possible offer that they can in order to at least make it tempting. And then if Hamilton decides he wants to stay in Carolina, he wants to stay in Carolina, and he'll get a deal done at whatever rate he can work out with the team. But I think that it's worth it to him as a player to explore those options. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'm of the mindset that I think that this is kind of Carolina delaying, trying to work out to get around the expansion draft rules, just because it seems like Dougie fits so well in their system and their defense just works so well around him that, and he seems to like it there compared to all the other places that he played. So to me, it just seems like a pipe dream to go get him. But if he is testing free agency, I think that Chuck has to be like, has to, you know, put together a package or whatever to entice him to come to Philadelphia as just a part of his job. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, like you said. But if there is a possibility, the Flyers definitely have to go for it. I don't know. It would be shocking to me for him to do that. I know that players should test free agency, but a lot of them don't. Yeah, I just can't see Dougie Hamilton being the type of player to test free agency, but if he does, I need the Flyers to go out and get him. All right, so before we go, we have a Flyers fun thing, and I just thought this was amazing. I've been following the Sixers playoff run, and so it warmed my heart to see Bernie Parent support them on Twitter. He's been supporting them all playoffs long, and he tweeted out on June 6th, "Go Sixers," and had pictures of him and his wife in Sixers jerseys with their numbers on the back, which is so cute. I love that, one, that they're matching and that they're supporting the Sixers. I've definitely been vocal on Twitter, if you follow me, about the Flyers not joining in on like the Sixers and the Eagles and the Union all supporting the Sixers after each win, but love to see Bernie Parent pick up the slack.
It is really cute. He's such like a lovable
He's just
man.
Like the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
He really is. Like, I just want to be like, oh, my favorite grandpa. Like, that's how I feel about him. But he's awesome and I loved it. So enjoy that. And hopefully at the time of recording, the Sixers are playing, but we don't have the outcome. So hopefully they won. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's show. We'll be back again tomorrow with a season in review series with Mary Clark from The Cross Check. And if you have any questions for us for weekly mailbags, make sure you get them in. We have a mailbag every week. You can send your questions in on Twitter at LockedOnFlyers or LockedOnFlyers@gmail.com. I'm Danielle. You can find me on Twitter at Danielle_Nick. That's Danielle_NICC.
And I'm Rachel. I'm on Twitter at rmiriam. That's rmiriam.
Thanks again for listening and have a great day. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Pukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help from our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.